B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Morgan.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing great. What brings you to Morning Court?
I need help.
Okay.
I've got a really frustrating situation that I feel like I should trust my instincts, but I'm just not sure what to do.
Okay.
So long story short, I'm a stay-at-home mom. Which is great. I've been able to work, but I'm from home, and I'm here in the morning and for the kids, and then I'm here when they get home. Yeah. And my kids are 11 and 14, and they're great kids, if I do say so myself.
Of course.
They do their homework, and you know they're good kids. You know?
Okay.
So, at the end of August, a mom on my street that I know very well through the community, you know, and because our kids are similar ages and we wait for the school bus, but, you know, she asked me if I wanted to make a little extra money. Mm. Maybe watch her daughter after school.
Okay.
I said, it sounded okay. So, I said, sure, you know, what exactly would you need? You know, if I could watch her after school from 3 to 5, she'd pay me $50 a week, right?
Yeah, short
and
money,
she said
but not
her daughter
bad.
Would just do her homework, and that she, you know, she'd provide snacks for her, so I wouldn't have to worry about her getting hungry and making snacks, you know. So I just thought, well, sure, you know, I'm home anyway. As long as she doesn't require too much from me and I can do my work and she does her homework, then it shouldn't be a problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So after 2 weeks of her daughter coming over and asking me constantly for help on homework.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she doesn't take it seriously like my kids do.
Okay.
I started thinking it was a mistake, right? So okay. I'm thinking, when is this going to end? This, you know, I tried to be helpful, but this isn't working out. So last Friday, I asked her when she planned on paying me the money she owed. She hadn't paid me for the last couple weeks. And she said, I'm going to need a little more time. Is it okay if I give it to you at the end of the month?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, you know, I thought that was strange. And I said, well, you mentioned paying me every week. And then she said to me, really? Do you need the money that badly?
Oh.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Yeah, so she was like, yeah, you really don't have to babysit. She just does her homework. How's a snack and comes home at 5? What's the big deal?
Oh, man. Bait and switch.
Yeah, so now, you know, she's making me feel guilty for asking for the money that she said she was going to pay me.
Right.
You know, I resent that. You know, if I say anything, people will know in the neighborhood and they'll probably, I don't know, be ostracized or something. She's pretty much the person that everyone knows, and she has all the parties, and also, she's also like a big talker. Like, she loves to gossip, and so she's going to tell the whole neighborhood how awful I am, right? I mean, is that what she's going to do? Am I being super cheap?
Wow.
And she told me she was going to pay me every week, and now she's acting.
I don't know.
She's never going to pay.
Yeah, I don't think she's ever going to pay.
Like, what, do you need the money? Like,
that's not right. Sounds like
you got to play nice because it's a neighborhood
person.
Is
she a mean girl?
And it involves a kid.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And your friends.
Yeah.
Your daughter's friend.
Yeah. So I feel like, I don't know. I'm like in a corner. I don't know what to do. Like, my instincts tell me that I'm not being weird. I'm not being demanding.
Yeah.
But she made me feel like that, which makes me really mad.
Right. I don't blame
you. Handle
no, it's what do you do from here without blowing up your whole neighborhood, you know, the peace of the neighborhood, and they start taking sides?
Yeah.
All right. So, Morgan. You know how it works. Just stay tuned. Some folks will call in, let you know maybe how to extricate yourself from this situation in the best way possible or what. You know, she still owes you a couple hundred bucks if you ask me.
Yeah.
All right. 888-410-1057. Morgan, stay tuned, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So let me, so just wrap it up. She, neighbor says, yeah, watch my kids. No sweat off your nose. Give you $50 a week. They do their own homework. They'll have their own snacks, and 100% wrong in every way. Now they just want to pay her. So she's afraid this is, the neighborhood ringleader, and she's going to tell everybody how cheap she is and how terrible she is. So what should
she'll
she do?
Spin it.
Does she forget the money, move on, or how does she do it? Let's help Morgan out. Nice woman. 888-410-1057. Remember, she works from home herself. So for her to do this, it was supposed to be effortless and a little more money. Not so much. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today. I'll call it Morgan Court, where Morgan's in court today. She being used by a neighbor who said, hey, $50 a week if you watch my kid after school. It's only for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Right? No biggie. And Morgan's trying to be nice. And hey, pay you $50 a week. You know, that's, that helps out these days.
Sure.
But she's not getting paid. And the woman's starting to call her El Cheapo. Mike, what do you think Morgan should do about her situation today?
I think she should tell the woman in question to go pound sand and just forget about the money. We're not up to an awful lot at this point, and it's just going to get worse, let's face it. So,
yeah, it has to end. One way or the other, it's going to end. There's no way, unless this woman comes crawling back and apologizes.
It's about navigating the social relationships at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Should she just tell her off?
It's not much of a relationship, let's face it.
Well, no, we said pound sand. I mean, Mike's pretty adamant what he wants her to say. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Guys. Great job. Yep.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Well, there you go.
Do you
I mean,
pound sand? Like, what, do you go to the beach and just do it?
You know, that's a worthy... I don't know what that really means.
You, like, go pound sand.
You should Google that.
Do you go to a sandbox?
I think you just go pound it. Okay. All right. ROR, good morning. Pam's on the phone, I think.
I think that she's a grown woman. This is not high school, and she shouldn't worry about what everyone else thinks about her. The people that truly know her will know what she's about. The other woman is absolutely manipulating her.
Yeah, right.
Just by the way she's talking, and she shouldn't allow herself to be manipulated like that.
Yeah, I agree. But it's, you know, there's a couple of questions. Like, A, the money, this Rizzo, should she go for that still? And also, yeah, nobody wants to be the recipient of the, you know, the mean girl in the neighborhood. You start getting cut out of things, you know.
I'd forget about the money. It's not worth it, and just end it. Or she's just going to be a continuous cycle of waiting to get that money and taking care of the child when it's the woman's responsibility.
Okay.
Not the mother's responsibility, not this woman.
Yeah. Okay. So you just tell her, just go, just end it, wrap it up. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I always admire people who say, forget about the money, because... I told you a story of a woman I loaned $200 to from our fifth year high school reunion who never paid me back.
And you're over it.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
never forget.
You're carrying that
you
around.
You never forget it when you're being used. That's the thing. Okay. You find what pound sand means?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It basically is telling somebody to go and engage in a stupid activity that gains nothing.
Okay, so
that's
go
what it
go.
Means. Just
okay.
like it's like a it's a yeah it's an insult.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows, but you don't have to like really go pound sand.
It's just
a,
go find yourself something to do.
Yeah,
and get out of my face.
That's useless because you're useless to me. Right
okay,
now.
Good. All right, 888-410-1057. Folks are kind of leaning towards forget the money, move on. Okay, easy for us to say, and not be so concerned about being popular in the neighborhood. What do you guys think of that? 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 749. Billy Joel. Start the fire. Poor Morgan. She called today because she's getting, I don't know, I think she's getting kind of a bully situation. She agrees to, kind of reluctantly, she didn't really want to watch her neighbor's daughter.
Yeah.
Because... Well,
it's a responsibility.
Yeah, every day is commitment. Yep. Now she has her own daughters, who one is friends with the neighbor's daughter, so she agreed to, $50 a week. She can stay for an hour and a half till you get home. And, well, and it's been just ever since then. It hasn't been working out. She wants to stop. And furthermore, she's not getting paid, okay? So,
and the woman was mean to the mom, was like, what do you need the money for?
Yeah, like, really?
Like, when she asked for it. She's
right?
I'll get it to you when I get it to you.
Nice, right? Okay, nice. Jen, what do you think she ought to do? Good morning.
Well, I feel for Morgan. She's in a tough situation because, you know, you want to be able to help out another parent. But, you know, I've been there where people start putting the guilt on you. And that's where you got to put the boundaries down and not feel bad. And just say, well, if you can't pay me what you owe me, then she can't come here anymore after school. End of story. And I would say let it play out. Don't worry about what the neighbors think, because I think this woman's going to probably reach out to another parent, and she'll probably do it to that parent as well. These people that are like this, they tend to have patterns.
Yeah, that
and
is true.
Just stand her ground, and in a little while, it'll all play out on its own. And there's no reason why she needs to go out of her way like this and be kept on.
All right. That's Jen's approach. I still want that money, though. It's $200.
Why? No, let it go.
Let it go?
stop that gravy train because, you know, it's a lot of work to take care of kids.
It
is. Should be getting paid more.
Yeah. All right, Jen. Good call. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, Morgan.
Right. That's great. Bobby, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want to say to Morgan today?
The only thing I can say is that the lady that's giving her a hard time is obviously you can't, because she's like one of those people that gossip in the neighborhood and you don't want to get a bad name for yourself. So the only thing I can say is maybe say, because you work from home, that the holidays are coming and you took some extra work. And you don't have time to babysit the kid because you have all this, you don't have any time right now, but maybe after the holidays.
And
this way, it'll give her some, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Buy yourself
without
some
getting
time.
Out of it, without getting into trouble.
Yeah. I like it.
That's it. And meanwhile, send me the money you owe me. Thanks.
No. You got to have to get the money.
I don't believe
maybe
that.
Maybe she'll give
I
the
would
money.
Get the money because Jeez. If you ask her, she's going to be like, oh, well, you know, and next thing you know, you're going to have a bad name.
Thing. Right.
That, you know, she was going to watch my kid, and then she wanted money, and then she'll turn the whole thing around on her.
All right, Bobby. Good stuff. Thank you, buddy. Good call. Yeah.
Have a great day, man.
You too. Everybody's saying move on. Agree. Of course, you just move on. But everybody's also saying forget the money. I mean, it's easy for us to say, but I don't think she wants to forget. It's $200.
It's just if you continue to like be like, pay me, like, you know, Polly and Goodfellas.
Right.
It just becomes an issue, and you might just want to like let it just lie.
Wait, you want to start a GoFundMe for her? And
get sure.
Her? Yes,
I'll do that.
All right, 888-410-1057.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 8:27. We spoke with Morgan for her morning court issue today. And kind of getting bullied. So she agreed reluctantly to watch her neighbor's daughter after school. Come on over. That's fine. Morgan has her own daughters. As a matter of fact, they're friends.
Yep.
11-year-olds are friends. And she was going to get paid $50 a week to sweeten the pot. Well, guess what? After 2 or 3 weeks go by, Morgan hasn't seen a penny. When she asked for it, the woman said, really? You need it that badly? Stings, doesn't it?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I do. So anyway, Morgan called because she's afraid she's going to get bullied out of the neighborhood circle. So let's see if we can help her out. We'll start with you. Good morning, Joy.
So I was thinking about it, and I was like listening to the whole thing. And for one thing, the woman should approach the other woman and tell her, you know, I was thinking about what you said about do I need the money? And she should say, yes, I need the money. Everybody needs money.
Right.
For one thing.
Yeah, don't be ashamed about that.
And another thing is, she should say to her, you know, you said you were going to pay me to do a job, so you hired me.
Right.
And so it's like a job. So she should say, how would you feel if your boss said, I'm going to pay you at the end of the month because I really don't think you need the money.
Right.
Yeah.
You need it that bad?
Yeah. You know what? I like this approach because it's, you know, upfront and it makes sense.
Right.
And it's not like you're angry. You're just like, this is why everyone needs money. And also, would you be upset if your boss did this to you? Like, I like it. Joy.
Because let's be honest. Joy, she sweetened the pot by saying, I'm going to pay you. That was, she rooked her in.
And then one other thing, she's paying her $50 a week for 10 hours a week. That's $5 an hour. That's unheard of.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I didn't break it down.
Yeah, you did the math.
Jeez. Joy did the math.
It was kind of a favor, like a little walking around money.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Joy.
Yeah.
Thank you. She's going to be glad to hear that, okay?
All right, you guys have a great day.
Bye, Joy. Have a good one.
So fun.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
ROR.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Brett.
Brett, what do you want to say, Brett, to Morgan?
I would say, unfortunately, cut your losses. Dealing with people like that, you're never going to win. No good deed goes unpunished.
That's
so just cut your losses and walk away.
Just do it.
Who cares what people say about you in the neighborhood? It'll catch up to her.
I mean, that makes her feel better as far as, you know, don't worry about being whatever, ostracized.
Right. It'll catch up to her.
Yeah.
She'll always know about those people.
I feel bad for it because no good deed goes unpunished, but cut your losses.
That's
just
it.
Walk away.
All right. Good call. Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too.
Bye, Brett.
Good morning, ROR.
Good morning. It's Rose.
It's Rose, everybody.
I think she should just tell her that with her work commitment, it's not working out the way she thought it would be. And let's just forget about the money.
I'm amazed by people who say forget about the money. She owes her $200.
Well, you know what? But it's not worth the aggravation.
Mm. I don't know about that.
Just tell her, I'd say work takes priority. It's just not working out. You know that I'm working from home. Yeah. And that's it.
Okay. I agree with you on all that, except I would say, and by the by, don't forget, you can either Venmo me, you can write me a check, you can give me cash, right? Yep. But you still owe me money.
Like, oh, here's my Venmo.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
That's a good idea.
Or she could Venmo her for the payment.
Exactly, yes.
That's even easier, right?
It works both ways. It's send, receive. Yeah. There you go, Rose. Yeah. We stumbled on the answer. All right, have a great day. Bye.
You too, bye.
I'd use the QVC approach. 6 easy payments.
Yeah,
okay.
I like it.
How about that, neighbor? So anyway, half people say cut your losses, but everybody says move on. So, you know, whether or not she cuts her losses up to her. That's just whatever.
I like the approach of like, yeah, I need the money.
Yeah. Yeah, I need it.
There's no shame in that game.
Why wouldn't you?
Pay
all right, 888-4. I mean, we're done, I guess, aren't we? I mean, we get it. Everybody thinks you ought to move on. And if you want the money, find a clever way of getting it. It's 831. Hey, Piff the Magic Dragon's coming in the studio.
Oh,
Piff,
I'm so excited.
He is so funny, so good. He's in town, and he's got some fun stuff to do, plus maybe some tickets for you to do this weekend. That's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.